Missionary Mail by Connie Myers. What should we write about? How do we get it there? What should we send? No matter where they are serving, missionaries love mail. Letters and packages from friends and family reassure missionaries that they haven't been forgotten while they are away from home serving the Lord. Where it is available, missionaries are also authorized to communicate with their families by email. But what should we at home write about? What kinds of letters and emails do missionaries most enjoy? What are they hoping to find when they open a package from home? How can we best support missionaries? Messages from family and friends. When you write to missionaries, tell them the important things that are happening in your life with school, family, and the gospel. Write as though you were talking to them face to face. I think it is very important to receive letters that are related to the gospel and the work of the missionary, says Devin McCabe, who served in the Brazil Campinas mission. Keep your sense of humor, but stay focused on the true nature of missionary work. The more encouraged a missionary can be, the better the work will go. If you dated someone who is now serving a mission, make your letters friendly and encouraging, but not romantic. You can help missionaries focus on the work of the Lord with uplifting letters and reassurance that they are where they need to be. Avoid romantic illusions. Write about the blessings that you have received through his mission, advises Eric Elgren, who served in the Brazil Londrina mission. Write about what you are doing to help the missionaries at home. Here are some more ideas. Things to ask about. The work, the schedule, the culture, and the experiences of your missionaries. Who your missionaries are teaching. When they tell you the names of their investigators, follow up in your next message and ask about them by name. Things to share. Insights you've gained in seminary or Sunday lessons. A scripture you've found meaningful. Testimony building experiences you have had. News about mutual friends who are also serving missions. Things to avoid. Don't ask how many baptisms missionaries have had. The people in some missions are more receptive to the gospel than others. Encourage them in their work as they plant and spread the seeds of the gospel. Don't criticize missionaries, even if they haven't written back to you. Don't mention every problem that arises at home. There are some problems they should know about, but there are many others that would only worry or distract them unnecessarily. Good things in small packages. Missionaries love receiving thoughtful packages from friends and family back home, but make sure to honor the guidelines of their mission. Some missions discourage packages, and some ask for restraint on food, music, and other items. In considering what to send missionaries, remember that they often have limited time and budgets for shopping. Favorite food items from home may not be available in their fields of service. And receiving a package tells missionaries that someone back home is thinking of them. Remember to keep your gifts simple. Keep the packages small. Make sure the contents are economical and not extravagant, says Aaron Turner, who served in the Mexico-Guadalajara mission. Remember that for every package sent, there's a companion that probably didn't get one. He suggests including an extra item for your missionary's companion. If your missionary is serving in another country, customs fees can be very expensive. Some missionaries report paying $200 or more in fees to pick up Christmas packages. These high fees are more common than you might think. Check before sending off a box to a missionary abroad. Missionaries enjoy receiving church materials both for personal use and for investigators. Mormon Tabernacle Choir music, church pictures, church stickers, pictures of the Savior, and bookmarks are all popular items. But remember to consider the circumstances of the mission. For example, in some areas, people may not have electricity, let alone a CD player. Also, in hot climates, some food items may melt. Other thoughts. Some items may be less expensive to purchase in the mission. Doing this will also help avoid theft and custom fees. Missionaries must pack everything they own into 2 suitcases for transfers. Bulky items may be thrown away or left behind. Record your testimony and send it to your missionary. Don't send books. Missionaries have the church basics they need. Extra books are not approved and add weight to their already full suitcases. Don't send toys or games. Missionaries have plenty to do on their preparation days. Don't send cash through the mail. It is illegal to send cash internationally. Even within your own country's borders, cash is often lost in transit. Postscript. Having a friend or a sibling out on a mission can be a great experience for you, too. What's the best thing you can do at home to support your missionary? Pray. Write good, supporting spiritual letters. And pray some more, says Jesse Rock, who served in the Mexico-Guadalajara South Mission. Prayers that are offered for missionaries are felt and received with gratitude. Your missionaries are growing from their daily experiences. Create opportunities for growth in your own life. Serve your ward members through a church calling or through acts of service. Pray and read your scriptures each day. Participate in temple work with family history research or proxy baptisms. Look for opportunities to share the gospel with those you meet each day. Though missionaries love receiving letters from home, they can't answer every letter they receive. Don't be discouraged if you don't hear back regularly. Continue to write. Know that missionaries value your words and thoughts and prayers as they continue in service to the Lord. Find additional ideas in Q&A, New Era, February 1997, page 17. Sidebars. Missionary email. Missionaries are allowed to communicate with their families by email. Their mission presidents set the specific guidelines for their email use. Here are some general guidelines missionaries follow. They may use email only on preparation day. They may use computers in public facilities, such as libraries, or appropriate commercial outlets. Companions should always be together while using a computer. They should not impose on church members who may have computers. They should pay any cost for using email. They should exercise caution in the content and language of the email, making certain that no confidential or sensitive information is included. Due to limited resources, missionary training centers do not provide email service for missionaries. About the missionary pouch. Your missionary sister is serving in the Dominican Republic, so why is her address a post office box in Salt Lake City? Your sister's mail is being sorted through a central church clearinghouse for missionary mail, referred to as the pouch. The pouches were started to be sent to countries where the mail systems are unreliable, says Robert Wells, supervisor of mail processing in the Church Mail Operations Center. A lot of people get this image in their mind of a diplomatic pouch. It's not that at all. It's an international carrier service that speeds delivery. When you send a letter to the pouch address, Brother Wells and his staff sort the mail by mission. Once a week, each mission's letters are packaged up. A commercial carrier service transports and delivers the packages to mission offices around the world. Each mission president then determines how the mail will be distributed to missionaries. For example, at zone conferences. The church pouch system handles 1,200 to 1,300 pieces of missionary mail every day. The numbers triple at Christmas time. Only letters can be delivered through the pouch. Pouch packages are accompanied by customs declarations that the packets contain only documents. Documents is a term used to define paperwork that has no intrinsic value, such as letters, greeting cards, and newspaper clippings, says Brother Wells. If customs determines that the package contains something other than documents, every missionary letter in the packet will be delayed. Even photographs shouldn't be sent through the pouch. Oddly enough, less than half the countries around the world recognize photographs as documents, he says. But you can make color photocopies of your photos on plain paper, and that's fine. Of the 344 missions in the world, 156 use the pouch system. A lot of people think every mission gets pouches, he says. One of the sorting problems we have is mail coming to missions that don't get pouches. Another common problem with pouch mail is incomplete addresses. It's important that we get the full name of the missionary and the full name of the mission, he says. We'll get a letter addressed to Elder Jones in the Brazil mission, but there are 26 Brazil missions. We sometimes get a letter addressed to a missionary with no mission name at all. Cash cannot be sent through the pouch system. It is illegal to ship cash across international borders, says Brother Wells. Sometimes customs opens a pouch for inspection and finds cash, creating problems for the church. It's illegal, and it puts the church in a difficult position, he says. Missionaries receiving mail through the pouch system all use the same address. Full name of missionary, full name of mission, P.O. Box 30150, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84130-0150. End of sidebars. End of Missionary Mail by Connie Myers.